WD4CYM, W4DJW.
The only thing I'd ever have you, KI4LCI Mobile.
Say again, Andy.
Heard anything that whether she's got a health issue or is it still just a radio issue?
Last I heard, it was just a radio issue, so I'm assuming it's the same thing. It hasn't, this radio hasn't been fixed yet until I hear it differently. CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Affirmative, you can make that whenever you want to, either now or at the end of the roll call. And I didn't get your call sign. You're kind of low down in the noise. So if you can boost your power up a little bit, that would help. Was I got Kilo 4 Alpha Hotel Oscar, is that correct?
Sorry, I've got no more power. All I have is 7 watts. It's November 4 Alpha Hotel Oscar, Doug Walhalla.
Okay, Doug, did you want to go with your announcement now or you want to hold on to it till the end of the roll call? Affirmative, we'll put that at the end of the roll call. Any other stations with traffic bulletins or announcements for the net, call W4DJW. Okay, this will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. We do have quite a few pre-check-ins. We're going to go through those, then we'll get to the Echolink stations. Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4FCM. That's Fred. He's over in Travelers Rest. Bring with him N4IEI. That's Miss Isla. Good to have you with us tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. And KN4UBG. That's Kevin in Fountain Inn. I believe he was in Fountain Inn. Yep, that's correct. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin, if you're listening. Take care. Stay safe. W4DF, that's Don and Emmett. Good to have you with us tonight, Don. KJ4HYC, that's Shane over in 6 Mile. KW4TS, that's Jim. And where was Jim? Jim is in the tool shed at Dulzer. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. Hope all is going well with you. KC4W, that's Bill over in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. KG4WNP, that is Landon. Landon is in Marietta this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Landon. Hope all is going well with you. KI4LZI, who's just putting it in the driveway. You're getting ready to get out of the car. Good to have you with us tonight, Andy. Got you checked in. Appreciate you being here. And N4AHO, who has an announcement at the end of the roll call. We'll have to remember to go back and pick him up at the end of the roll call. And we do have a couple of Echolink stations. So Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
That's Kilo Juliet 4 Hotel. Kilo Charlie, John, and Belton, and I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KJ4HKC. That's John and Belton. Good to have you with us tonight, John. Hope all's going well with you. We do have one more Echolink station. That is Steve. He normally checks in. He's at the base of Paris Mountain. But, Steve, if you don't have any audio, give me a text message, and we'll get you checked in. And tonight being Tuesday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the net with India through Lima. Stations with the first letter suffix to call begins with letters I through L. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James. I'm up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
W4DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Jim.
Simpsonville,
negative and negative.
Have you? Jim is saying you're well. Please check in. Whiskey 4,
India Oscar Echo, Sid and Fletcher. Good evening to you and Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
U4DJW. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Thanks for calling the net, Dave. Yep, one more night. Everyone have a great night. 7-3.
4-DJW. Dave, please check in Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John up in Paris Mountain. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for hosting the net. 7-3 to everyone.
Okay, that is a good group of check-ins. They control, I like to recognize KK4JFO. That is James, sounding good from Tuxedo this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, James. Hope you're doing well. And K4JF, that's Jim over in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. W4IOE, that's Sid over in Fletcher, North Carolina, who calls the 14664 net with a PL tone of 91.5 every Sunday at 8 p.m. Be sure to stop by with Sid at 8 p.m. on 14664 with a PL tone of 91.5. Check in with his net. I'm sure you will enjoy it, and I'm sure he appreciate it too. Sid, tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Appreciate you taking the time to check in over here this evening. Hope you guys are staying safe. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Sounding good tonight, Larry. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Tell Donna we said hey. And KE4JRK, that's John, who's at the Paris Mountain. Good to have you tonight, John. Hope you're doing well. K4LWE, that's Larry over in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Larry. Hope you're doing well also. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it on to the Mike through PA group. Stations with the first letter of suffix that call begins with letters M through P, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
WJW. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walden, Edmund. David, Miss Karen's having a problem with the radio. I've got a mobile in my truck that I hardly ever drive, so I'd be glad to donate that radio to her to get her back on the air. I mean, I can't imagine what it'd be like to be sitting here with no way to get on the air. I'd be glad to donate her a radio. I know she was talking on a mobile with a power supply, and I could fix her right up, Dave.
Okay, Walt, let me recognize these others, and then I'll get right to you. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, bring with her, KK4DMW, that's Rick, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle, over in Piedmont. Good to have you tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello, and do appreciate you being with us this evening. And K4OIM, that's Walt, over in Edmond. Walt, we can go to the 14664 repeater and see if we can find her over there, because chances are if she can't get in over here, she might be able to get in over there easier, or we can get somebody that's near her to relay that information in to her. That's the best way I know of getting in contact with her, is because I believe the 14664 repeater is closer to her, and there are more people in that area that could relay that comment to her. Do you have access to 14664?
Give me that tone number to get into it.
The tone is 91.5. 91.5.
0.5. All right, Dave, I'll give her a try. But I hate to see a fellow ham without a radio. In this case, not a fellow ham, but another ham without a radio. I mean, I'd be glad. I mean, it's a nice radio. Got tone board in it and all that. But I'll try to get a hold of her, Dave. So I'll be negative to negative after this.
Okay, Walt, well, we do appreciate that offer, and I think that's the best way. I'll go over there as well and see if I can. I'll drop in over there when I get a chance, and anybody that's over here that's listening that frequents that repeater, that's Sid, the repeater Sid calls the Sunday Night Net on, you know, pop in over there and listen up for her, see if we can find her, see if we can get an update on that, and see if another radio would help the situation. Appreciate that, Walt. Any other stations, we're in Mike Through Papa Group. If the first letter suffix call begins with letters M through P and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Check in K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar Sierra Hotel, Pat in Malden. No traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize K4OSH. That's Pat, sounding good from Malden this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Pat. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in. And we did pick up a couple more EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, maybe they're just hanging out listening. And they'll check in a little bit. If you don't have any audio capability on EchoLink, use your text message. Just leave me a text message and we'll get you checked in. The next group up on the list is Quebec Through Tango. Stations with the first letter suffix are called begins with letters Q through T. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call that before DJW.
NKC4SKD Larry, KG4AHS Rhonda. We're easily in and out tonight, but Ken, let me know how my radio is sounding. I've been working on the antenna. KC4SKD.
JW. In KF4QM, Kilo Fox 4, Quebec Mike. My name is Eric. I'm in 6 Mile, and I'll be negative and negative. Most pleasant good evening.
W4DJW, try it again. Please check in and out. Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4FTU, via EchoLink, from Slabtown. Thank you.
Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren, negative.
JW, please check in Whiskey 4, Tango Charlie, Doug, and my wife, Nika, November 5, Apple Orange Banana. We're in Anderson, no traffic, no comments.
Okay, I got one wrong, so bear with me. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KC4SKD. That's Larry. Bring with him KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. They're over in Easley. And Larry, your radio sounds good. It's not like full quieting. There is a little bit of white noise, but not much. You have to listen for it. But perfectly armchair readable. You can carry on the conversation, no problem whatsoever. So that antenna is working. And then KF4QN. That's Eric in 6 Mile, but I don't think KF4QN is the right call. Eric, can you come back and correct that call?
Yes. W4DJW. The call is Kilo F Fox, the number 4, Q Quebec, and M Mike.
I knew it was something like that, something simple. I had an N where it was a M. So that's my fault, not yours. Appreciate your patience with me. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KF4QM. That's Eric over in 6 Mile. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Eric. Appreciate your patience with me because that's my fault. My ears are getting old and I don't hear near as good as I used to. wife gets on to me about that all the time. She says they make these little things you can stick in your ears, and that makes it better, but I haven't gone to look for those yet. N4HHC, that's Warren over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Warren, hope you're doing well. KK4FTU, that's Richard checking in on Echolink. Good to have you with us tonight, Richard. WW4TC, that's Doug over in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Doug. And Doug's bringing with him N5, Apple, Orange, Banana. That's Danica. Good to have you with us tonight. Doug, tell Danica, well, we said hello. That's an easy way to remember her call. I remember when I first heard that on some other repeater, Apple, Orange, Banana. That's a good way to remember that. Appreciate you guys being with us this evening. Any other stations, Quebec to Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
104 Romeo Oscar Whiskey, Richard in Greenville. Thanks for calling net. I don't have any traffic, no roundtable.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize K4ROW. That is Richard, sounding good from Greenville tonight. Good to have you with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well. We'll go ahead now and move it on up to the Uniform Through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter suffix to call begins with letters U through Z. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Hey, W. Dave, please check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Okay, it's looking like Tommy's got that group all to himself. Net control, I'd like to recognize K4XB. That's Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Tommy, that used to be the largest group of all of them. I don't know what happened. At one point, it was Mike through Papa that was the largest. Then it was Uniform through Zulu. Now it's like India through Lima or something like right in that area. But it just moves around. But anyway, glad we've got true ham radio operator that's a holdout for Uniform Through Zulu. I can always count on you for that group. Any other stations, Uniform Through Zulu, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. And Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve and Evan, I'll be negative and negative.
4DJW. It's Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha, Lima, Lima, Joe and Greer, negative and negative.
Okay, that last station, there is no audio. You're bringing it up. I heard you bring it up and then let it down, like you're put my call out there, and then you let it down, and then I heard you bring it back up for checking in, but there's no audio at all. It's not like you're low power or anything because you're full scale on the repeater, so check out your radio. Check out your mic. Make sure your mic is, if it's plugged in, it's plugged in securely, or unplug it and plug it back in again. We'd like to get you checked in if we can. Net control, like to recognize KN4VWA. That's Steve over in Edmond. Good to have you with us tonight, Steve. Hope you're doing well. And KO4ALL. That's Joe over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. You're sounding good. Let's go ahead now and moving on up to the Alpha through Delta group. Stations with the first letter suffix that call begins with letters A through D. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Still no audio. You're just bringing it up, and we can hear static in the background, but that's about it. But don't give up. If you've got another radio, turn it on, put it on low power, see if you can figure out what's going on with that radio, because it is not outputting any audio whatsoever. So, but don't give up. Try it on another frequency, a simplex frequency, another radio, and see if you can get that figured out. We're into the Alpha through Delta group. Station with the first letter suffix to call begins with letters A through D. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJ.
DJW. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. Be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
W. Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike to Jim and Taylor's. That'll be negative and negative.
DJW. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec,
KB2 BYQ, David in Easley. No traffic, no comment, and thanks for doing the net, Dave.
DJW. Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Yankee Quebec. I'm Arlie in Gray Court. I'll be negative and negative. And thanks for hosting the net, Dave.
Okay, there's a good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4 AOW. That's David sounding good from Inman this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And KO4 BDM, that's Jim sounding good from Taylor's tonight. Appreciate you being here as well, Jim. And KB2 BYQ, that's David and Easley. You're sounding good, David. Appreciate you being here. KO4 AYQ, that's Arlie from Gray Court. You're sounding good from Gray Court this evening, Arlie. Appreciate you being here with us this evening. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that let's check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in Kilo 4, Zulu, Zulu X-ray. I tried the ST, and I sent you a text. I don't know if you're going to catch the mic on this either, but we're trying to get checked in tonight. Kilo 4, Zulu, Zulu X-ray. Steve, over here at the base of Paris Mountain. To you and all on the net.
I was hoping you would check in, Steve. I saw you over there and gave you a couple of shouts, but no joy. We got you now. K4ZZX. That's Stephen over at Paris Mountain. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And stay safe. Take care. Any other stations, Echo through Hotel, that like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Kettler, North Carolina. Good evening, Dave. Negative news tonight. Thanks.
W4DJW, please check in. WB4 Fox, Echo Echo, Dan over in Northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Dave, and everybody on the net. And Dave, just check me in and out tonight, please, sir. Thank you.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KC4EZN. That's Harry sounding good from Candler this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. Stay safe. And WB4FEE, that's Dan sounding good from Simpsonville this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dan. Hope you're doing well. Any other stations, let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W, this is Kilo Cluster 4, call for your form November. Nelson from Spartanburg on a handheld radio. Please let me know how it sounds. Over. Neo Sierra, Peter in Bristol Forest, North Carolina.
Okay, that station before Peter, all I got was a Kilo and a 4 and a November. So I'm going to need that call over again. It's kind of down in the white noise, but you were readable. It's kind of, I know the letters came out. I just was not able to pick them up. Net Control, like to recognize K4PRS. That's Peter from Pisgah Forest this evening. Good to have you tonight, Peter. Hope all's going well with you. And the station that checked in before Peter, let's give it another shot.
Oscar 4, call for your form November. Nelson from Spartanburg on a handheld with a Yagi. Over.
Okay, that was 100% readable. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4GUN. That's Nelson over in Spartanburg on the handheld. Appreciate your persistence, Nelson, and your patience with me. But we got you checked in. Appreciate that. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got them all. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We do have one announcement, and that announcement is going to come from N4AHO. That's Doug over in Walhalla. Doug, you want to go ahead with your announcement?
N4AHO, thank you. The announcement is for any members listening of the Heart Club. Monthly meeting will be October 20th at 7:30. There will be another Zoom meeting. They're still not letting us in the EOC in Stony County. Invitations will come out. I don't know who's hosting it yet. I'm waiting on a response from Lima. In fact, she just said she's not sure. So as time gets closer to October 20th, I'm sure there will be invitations sent out. I'm sending an email so it can comply. And, meeting on Tuesday, October 20th, 7:30 p.m. by Zoom, once again.
Okay, Doug, that was, for me, in my location, where I'm at, that was not 100% readable. I heard there's going to be a meeting, and there's a time, and it's going to be October the 20th, but I didn't get a whole lot more than that. Does anybody need any fills on Doug's announcements? I'm suspecting there will be a need. So, Doug, if you've got any more power, are you at max power now?
Sure, I've only got 7 or 8 watts, over.
Okay, my recommendation is to maybe on another net, because you've got between now and October the 20th, to get on another station with more power and make that announcement again, because it was hard to pick up.
It's not a good start. I got a request to it. I don't know why this would be difficult. I've never had a problem getting into this net with this setup, so I'm not sure what's happening. I hope it's not this coax going bad.
Okay, and it could just be the evening. It could, I mean, some nights are better than others, so it could be a combination of things. But I would recommend that you make that announcement more than once, because it was kind of hard to hear. But I appreciate your trying, and hopefully we can get that announcement again tomorrow night on Gary's net. Have I missed any other stations all the way through the alphabet that like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Go ahead.
IQ. On his announcement, I was getting full quad on receiving it. It was just deep down in the noise, so there was some connection there.
Doug, I hope that might help a little bit. Maybe it is. Maybe it's the mic switch. Maybe. I'm not sure. Maybe if it's a remote mic, maybe it's the way that it plugs in, but that might help a little bit, Doug.
Thanks anyway. I'm not doing remote anything. This is just a handheld. I'm talking straight into it. The same one I've always had. So, yeah, things could just be flaky out there a little bit. No problem. I just couldn't get into the other nets tonight. I wanted to. Anderson was in the L, so I just tried this one. 73, and all secure from the net. Everybody have a great evening.
Okay, well, I appreciate your persistence, and hopefully you'll try that again on a few more nets to make sure everybody can hear that before the 20th or the 21st, whichever date that was. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net called W4DJW. Okay, I did have somebody key up there, but did not hear anything but static. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet? Okay, same thing there, just a little bit of static. Have I missed anyone for comments, or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW.
Chewers, KC4SKD.
Yeah, there were no rag chewers tonight.
Sorry, if you all, I'll share some comments, if that's okay.
The stump is all yours. It's brand new, clean, shiny stump. Nobody's ever treaded on it this evening. It's all yours. Take it away.
KC4SKD, maybe... somebody else decide to come along and get some comments. I've noticed I've got some SWR. I'm pushing 25 watts out, got 1 watt of reflective power, so I went out and redid a connection outside, and I tried the radio outside, and it is absolutely perfect. No reflective power whatsoever. So I bring it back in here to the house, and there I get my 1 watt coming back. And thing I've added into it is some building 9913 and a short jumper under the floor, so I've got some more digging to do to find out what's going on.
So you haven't done a measure, or have you measured it to make sure it's not like a third multiple of a quarter wavelength? You know, if it's 100% spot on further on down the line, and you add a piece of coax, and all of a sudden that changes it, One thing Ray has taught me a long time ago, if it's a multiple of a quarter wavelength, an even multiple or an odd multiple of a quarter wavelength, that can cause problems. And one of the quickest ways to determine if that is a problem or not is just to put your hand on it. And that 1 watt that's coming back after you've been talking on it for a little while, that 1 watt will heat up an area of the coax, and you can feel the heat. And if you feel the heat in it, then you know all you need to do is change the length. It's the length of the coax that's the issue.
I've never heard that before. That sounds kind of interesting. But most of this cable will run underneath the house over here to where the radio's at. That's something interesting. I remember back in the CB days, they were talking about that, how to correct SWR problems is to shorten the coax.
Yeah, well, shorten it or lengthen it, or there's another way you can do it. You can put a quarter wave stub on it as well. You got to put the quarter wave stub in the right location. So there's multiple ways to solve for that. And it does happen. There's no issue with the coax. It's not like it had water in it and it's corroded or anything like that. It's the wrong length, and you get a reflected wave set up, just because of the length, that you added to it. He had that in his basement one time, and he couldn't for the life of him figure out what it was. And somebody just had their hand on the coax, and they were just feeling it. I said, boy, it's getting hot right there. And that was, sure enough, that's what it was, that 1 watt was turning into heat energy in the coax.
I'll have to check that out. I just wonder how bad 1 watt of reflected power is, if it's bad for the radio.
Well, no, I don't. Well, I think it depends on the radio too, right? What kind of radio you built, or if it's a manufactured radio, what kind of tolerance they have for that. But I wouldn't think that a watt would be too much, as long as you're under, 1.6 to 1 or something like that. They're pretty tolerant. I mean, you can't be like a 3 to 1 and operate for a long time, or a 4 to 1 and operate for a long time. That will cause problems, but you know, if you're less than 2 to 1 or 1.5 to 1 or something like that, you should be okay.
Well, I'll investigate it some more. And been a right busy day. I'm taking some vacation time. I got to take time or lose it. So I made a short list of things that I needed to get done while I'm off. And trying to do the most important thing first. I do have to start the furnace, change the filter, and clean the gas logs, and start them, and get all that checked out. And we're having a revival at church this week, so I'm having to go every night. I'm the sound engineer and sound operator, so I sit back there and play CDs, and turn microphones on, and make sure it works good on the live stream. But, you know, it's good to see people out there enjoying it.
W4DJW, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are you taking off this whole week, or is that like Friday plus Columbus Day? Monday, I think, is Columbus Day. So a bunch of people figured that out today, and you saw a whole bunch of everybody scattering to take Friday off before everybody else takes it off so they can get a 4-day weekend in.
Except for Friday, but anyway, Fridays are usually pretty laid back, so that's why I chose to work that day. And they change the rules on us. We got to use our time, or if we don't use it, we lose it. So we got to take it all by the end of the year. But got a lot of things going on. One little project I'm going to work on is our car shelter. It's got leaves on it on one side, and it's very difficult to get up there and blow it off with a leaf blower. So I had this thought to build a special little dolly that I can strap the leaf blower on and let it run across the top and point downwards, and all I need to do is just push it with some kind of long stick or a pole and stand there on the ladder. Otherwise, you have to keep moving the ladder from one end to the other and keep blowing it until all the leaves are gone. So I'm going to work on that.
Well, if that solution works, the next step is get in it to blow out the gutters. I'd need something like that. One half of my house is on a hill, and half of it is a two-story house, plus the side that's on the hill, it's almost like it's got three stories. So that's a long way up there, and I'm just not getting on a ladder and getting that high. And the roof has like a 45-degree angle, so I'm not walking around up there, not at 62 years old. So I thought about getting the multirotors out there and hovering over it, but my luck, I'd run into the house and then tear up the multirotor and then have to climb up there and get it. So I'm looking for a solution like that, too, but one that cleans the leaves out of the gutters.
Problem. This is KC4SKD for ID. Several years ago, my dad's neighbor was on his roof cleaning the gutters. This is two stories, and it's kind of like yours. It almost goes to three stories at the worst point, and he fell off the back, and he fell 26 feet, and it put him in the hospital. I mean, he's okay now, but he spent some time in the hospital when that happened.
Yeah, I'm not going there. I'm not going to. So what I did do one time, I was in Home Depot, and they had this harness, the climbing harness. And I thought, you know, if I tied the ladder to the house, and then I tied a rope at the top of the ladder, and I tied one end of it to a tree on the left and another end of it to a tree on the right, and that ladder's not going anywhere. All right, it's not going down. Throw a rope over the house and tie it up so it can't go down. And I tie it left, I tie it right so it can't go left or right. I parked the lawnmower at the foot of the ladder, and then I put on that climbing gear, and I put that hook on every rung of the ladder as I go up. Then the farthest I can fall is about 3 or 4 feet. But you know what? That's just a lot of work. And then you blow out the gutters, and then you have to get down and have to move that whole thing. It's just too much work.
I have put up towers and taken down towers. I've never been up over 40 feet. But, I had on a harness, too, with a hook. And my neighbor's got this interesting little... just a big old piece of pipe that just fits on the end of the leaf blower, and it runs way up, and you've got it's more than 90 degrees. It kind of hooks back over, and he can stand there on the ground and just run along and blow the leaf blower, run the leaf blower and blow the leaves out of the gutter. But I don't know if it'd work for two stories or not. Probably won't.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw other people doing that, too, and that looks like it works really good for the first floor, for any gutters on the first floor, but I don't have any gutters on the first floor. All my gutters are up on the second floor, so and those on the end are like at the third floor, and by the time you got that pipe that long, I'm afraid, first of all, could you even guide it, because it's so high up. I tried to use a pressure washer that was that long one time, and that was a flop. That didn't work. So the only other thing is to hire some college kid that's out there trying to make a bunch of money and let them do it. They could crawl around on top of the house and wouldn't think two thoughts about it, but not me.
As I get older, I get more afraid of climbing and stuff. I get dizzy. When we were kids, we'd climb a bunch of pine trees and, you know, build tree houses and swings and all that stuff, but not anymore. I get afraid of that. Our roof here is not too steep, but it's not that bad. But anything beyond that, I just have to forget it. Anyway, maybe I'll turn it back over to you, and maybe somebody else will be along to check in. So good talking to you, and hope you have a good evening. W4DJW, KC4SKD.
Yeah, Larry, when I was a kid, we used to just jump off the tops of houses. We didn't think anything about it. We'd run to the edge and jump. Not anymore. My bones don't bend anymore. I'm afraid they would break. Anyway, appreciate you hanging around for the Rag 2 portion of the net this evening. You and Rhonda, take care. Stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Have I missed anyone for comments, or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW.
JW4, never give up. Bill, Bowling Springs, negative and negative.
Okay, Negatrol, I'd like to recognize W4NGU. That's Phil from Bowling Springs this evening. Good to have you with tonight, Phil. Hope you're doing well. Stay safe. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, be sure and stop back by tomorrow night where KI4DOS Gary will be running the net. He'll have the swap net, which everybody looks forward to. I'm sure you'll enjoy that. Be sure and stop by. I'm sure he'd appreciate you being here tomorrow night. Stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73's good night.